From cures for coronavirus to phishing emails and phony websites, scammers are taking advantage of the pandemic and those that are vulnerable. It's not uncommon that scammers take advantage of health scares to distribute phishing scams. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to spawn dozens of such campaigns, scaring recipients into clicking on harmful links or attachments in emails, text messages or social media posts. We welcome to the program IT specialist Muzaffar Barday. Muzaffar, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran for joining us. What are some of the common COVID-19 phishing scams that have emerged?
Some of the most common ones are malicious websites, which is basically fake websites or applications. It's probably related to COVID-19. They claim to share news or testing results. But the main aim is to get your credentials or bank account information, or they try and infect your device with malware.
Yes.
Another thing is phishing emails, where they send you emails. They want you to click on a link and, again, provide similar information. Another one is fraudulent charities. And then unemployment scams. You know, with the grants that have been given, these guys take advantage of that, and these have been on the rise as well.
Okay. So these are some of the things. How does one recognize a scam?
It is sometimes difficult, but, you know, there is a thing that if you're in doubt, you can apply. It's called a scam test, so S-C-A-M. So if it seems too good to be true, if you're contacted out of the blue, if you are asked for any of your personal details, and lastly, for the M, if money is requested, you should be wary.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what are the potential dangers of phishing and smishing and other related scams?
I'd say the main dangers would be financial loss for the victims. You can put your personal information at risk, which could lead to identity theft. And putting your data and systems at risk with malware or ransomware and the like.
Yes. And then obviously the issues then with regards to protection, that how can one protect one's personal information against these scams?
Yeah. So the first thing is, if in doubt, never give out personal information, especially banking, your personal identifiable information like your ID, and don't click on any links that comes from unexpected emails, even if the address looks legitimate, because they can clone these email addresses as well.
As you said, you know that if it looks too good to be true, then in all likelihood it's too good to be true. And also if it comes out of the blue. But those are some of the things. What are some of the other things that people should look out for to try and spot these scams?
So if it comes for you can avoid online offers for, like, especially now during the COVID times, there's a lot of these things that give not legitimate information. You need to be wary of emails, especially calls or social media posts advertising free or government ordered tests, and where you are able to skip the line. As I mentioned earlier, don't click on links that come from unexpected emails. And same with text messages. If you get a link in a text message that you need to click on, you know, try and avoid that as well. Again, don't share any personal information. And just be skeptical of fundraising calls. I know everybody's trying to help, but that is where these criminals are trying to take advantage of everybody.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
The information you've shared with us will certainly be helpful, Brother Muzaffar. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.